Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. It's so interesting. You said that each of us have a dangerous partner profile person that we're actually susceptible to.
Oh, yeah.
And that involves some of the deficits in our own marriage, places where we are vulnerable. But say more about that dangerous partner profile person.
Well, you know, I kind of learned this one time when a woman told me, she said, you can always tell people who are susceptible to infidelity, to flirting, to teasing. You can always tell them. They're unhappily married. I wouldn't waste my time flirting with a man who is happily married because I've already had too much rejection in my life. So I look for the unhappily married. I said, you're kidding me. No, she said, that's exactly why it works. But when we talk about vulnerabilities, we talk about developmental lags where people haven't really grown up. They haven't developed fully. They maybe were involved in some kind of trauma or difficulty. Maybe parents divorced. Maybe they went through some abuse, molestation. Maybe they started drinking when they were in teenage years. So they just never quite developed fully the way they're supposed to. And sometimes we're especially attracted to certain personality styles, yet they're kind of intimidating to us. So we marry somebody, maybe who's a real steady Eddie, but we like somebody who is kind of chaotic and spontaneous, and we always admired that. So over time, we become vulnerable to that kind of experience. Or hobbies and interests. You know, you share a hobby or interest with another person, it automatically builds a center of attention and attraction and shared interest. And you begin to save information. It might be some kind of music. So you begin to save CDs because your spouse isn't interested in music, but this person is. And so you feel like you begin to develop an interest with someone, a shared interest, and you've starved the marriage and you feed the friendship.
I don't remember which the name of the gal in one of your stories. You tell so many stories that just make us, you know, make me just sit up a little straighter and pay attention. But I think if I remember right, I don't think she grew up in kind of a chaotic culture. So she was drawn to this husband who was a steady Eddie. But eventually she got bored. She started to teach English as a second language and started to engage with these students to the point where she got personally involved and then was getting a motorcycle ride with one of them at inopportune times and suddenly realized, oh my word, this is not wise. And she went and confessed to her husband. But they took that as an indicator. They need to build excitement into their marriage. I mean, that's a
good
classic example, isn't it?
It's a classic example. Yeah, I think most Christians, they're not out looking, you know, for someone else. And so they often approach it when the feelings begin to surface in denial. They just kind of push them back and discount them and all that kind of thing. And so sometimes they just kind of overwhelm you, though. We found that when we surveyed 4,000 pastors over a decade about how they got involved with other women.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.